Begin the current daf Masechta Bava Basra daf Nun Vav. Begin 6 lines down from the top of the Amud. But the Gemara continues in the general discussion of the previous dafim, discussing Nichsi Hager, because we mentioned in our Mishnah a different type of Chazalka than we were talking about in our Perek regarding just the symptom to show that obviously I bought this field, I've been there for more than 3 years. Then we said in the Mishnah there's this different type of Chazalka which works immediately, which is called a Kinyan of Chazalka. So that we said would apply, one of the cases is, let's say, Nichsi Hager, when a convert dies without any children, so he has no relatives because he's disconnected from his non-Jewish family. So anyone who wants, it's like Hefka, go ahead and be machzik in it, but you have to create a chazaka. So now we have the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan that was mentioned, and he said that if you machzik in one field, and if it's separated, let's say by a boundary or by this chatzav plant, which separates by the Nichsi Hager, making in the other field as if it's a different field, that by making a chazaka in this one field, you have not acquired the other field with that. Now, since regarding that halach of Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara asks, let's say ein sham loy mitzer v'loy chatzav. Let's say there is no boundary separating between the fields, there's no chatzav plant separating, there's no clear distinction in boundaries regarding when one field of the ger starts and the other one, where one ends and where the other one begins. So what would Rabbi Yechanan say in such a situation? How much do you have to do in those large expanse of fields or field to create a chazaka, to acquire all that area? Now, although that we had already in the Machlikas Rabban Shmuel in the previous daf that said when you have such a large open field, the way you have to do it is you have to do the oxen will go ahead and plow from one end to the other end and then come back to make two furrows. But it's because the Gemara had heard that Rabbi Yechanan had a different measurement that it asks, what would it be according to Rabbi Yechanan? What would be the requirement to, if it is like one large open area because there's no boundary separating, how much do you have to do? What do you got to do to make a chazak on the whole thing? So, Pirish Remenis Mishmai, so Remenis said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan that the measurement would be Kolsha Nikris Al Shemai. Whatever is called one field, meaning it has a singular term that it's called that field in the singular, and people don't say those fields, then you would acquire the whole thing with just putting in one spade in the ground, that's a chazak of like plowing, just doing one thing, it's one big field, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, you don't have to do like Rav and Shmuel said, you got to plow one end and then come back to the other end. No, we call it one thing, you got the whole thing. Now, that thing was hechadami. How would you explain this case? So Amar Papi says, the korule begargusa de planya, where they call it that this is where they would draw and water these fields, or you would call in the singular this field, from this same water source. So if the whole field of that ger is watered from that one pit, then you'll acquire that whole expansive area with one plowing, with one stick in the ground, you're considering you get the whole area, because it's considered one. Yes, Rabbi Yechanan said on the previous daf that if it's separate, would have made through a chatzah, yeah, that would separate, and then it would only be chazak on this part and not on that part, but when there's nothing separating, you got the whole thing by doing one plow. Now, similar to the same as Rabbi Yechanan's halacha, which we mentioned in the previous daf, so too was Yosef Rav Acha bar Avi Kamed Rav Asi. He was sitting in front of Rav Asi. The Yosef Akamim Mishmed Rav Asi bar Chanina was saying over the name of Rav Asi bar Chanina, this same halacha, that chatzuva, this chatzuva plant, is mafsik ben nechse hager. It separates by the properties of the ger. As we said, if you do chazaka on one, it's not going to acquire the other one because this chatzuva plant is going to separate them as if they're two different fields. So the Gemara asked, my chatzuva. So what exactly is this chatzuva that's such a significant thing? Why are we saying that it's chashav enough, it's distinct enough to separate like a boundary that it's considered something significant? What is it? So Rabbi Yehuda Marav, he says, Shepoy tichim Yeshul Yisrael Arts. Actually, this was the original thing that was used to create the boundaries and separation that Yeshua had done to separate between the tribes, between each individual homeowner, to use as a separation. Now, the reason why that was used is because this plant does not draw nourishment from either sides. It only draws from right beneath it. And that's the lesson that it teaches the Rishonim, that you only take from what's yours, not from others. But that's what exactly what he used to separate, and that's what's considered something that is distinctive enough to be used as a separation in fields. Now, another halacha on this topic from Amar Yehud Marav says, Lemana Yeshua. Yeshua did not count, because as the Gemara said in the beginning on the first paragraph of Yudalam and Beis, that Yeshua wrote his own Sefer, what's called Sefer Yeshua. So he didn't count Ella Ayaris Ha'imdes Ala Gvulin. The only cities that are mentioned there when it talks about the area of Eretz Yisrael because it's coming. He's coming to explain the simple translation of the pasuk. Why are certain cities mentioned when it talks about Eretz Yisrael there in Sefer Yeshua and others not? So it's only because he wanted to tell you the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So mention those cities and the boundaries. That's why he mentioned those, but not in the others. Again, on the same theme about boundaries, about separating. So to another halach on this topic from Amr Yehuda Mashmuel, he says that Kol She'areu HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu had shown to Moshe at the time of his death, as it says in the Sefer Devarim, Lama Dalad, Vayereu Hashem Es Kol Ha'aretz, Hashem showed him the whole land, Es Agila Dadon, showed him, so whatever he showed him of Eretz Yisrael, says Rabbi Huda in the name of his other teacher, Shmuel, Chayv B'Maiser, that those areas are considered part of Eretz Yisrael proper, they're obligated in the halachas of tithes, which those are the seven nations, which are mentioned in throughout the Torah, which you have to kill out those seven nations. Those are considered the nations of Eretz Canaan. Says the Gemara Lafuki, what's that coming to exclude? Says the Gemara Lafuki, Keni, Knizi, V'Kadmeini, where those are the three that rounded off to a number 10, because actually what Hashem had given to Avraham Avinu at the Bris Bein Besarim was for 10 nations, not just for the seven nations. Now, those areas, those lands of those three nations will not become obligated Meiser in the future when Hashem is going to give us back, not just Eretz Yisrael, which was from the Canaanim, but actually those other three nations too, as it says in Bereishis Rabbah. Or, what it's coming to teach, is even if the Jewish people would conquer after the death of Yeshua parts of those lands, of those three different nations, they're still going to be all exempt from Meiser, because it says over there, Zeis ha'aretz asher nishbati. This is the land which I swore. When it says Zeis, that's an exclusionary term to exclude those which were added on by Avraham Avinu on the oath, which were three other lands, which we're ultimately going to get, but they're not included in halacha of Achiev of Meiser. Now, Tanya learned the Braisa, which all these Tanoim that the Gemara is going to bring, they're all disputing and explaining who are the Keni, Kenizi, and Kadmeni, what are those three lands which are not part of the lands of Eretz Yisrael that are Chayiv and Meiser. Remeya Aimer, he says it's Naftucha, Arva, Vishalma. Rehuda Aimer, he says it's Har Seir, Amoin, and Umayav. And Rishimon Aimer, he says it's Ardiskis, Asya, Vaspamya. That's the dispute that these three Tanoim have in regards to what are these three lands of what are known as the Keni, Knizi, and Kadmeini, where although it was promised Avraham Avinu were ultimately going to get it, there is no Chiv Meiser in those lands. Now the Gemara continues in the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of this parak regarding the chazaka that a person has in Gimel Shanim, where then that it gives him the rights to the field, because we assume that if it was uncontested, it must have been he bought it, and just after 3 years he doesn't have his documentation anymore. Now says the Mishnah, a related halacha, now a person has to verify he's been there for 3 years. The way he does is by bringing witnesses who can verify he's been there for 3 years, and then he has their ownership rights, not the original owner. So let's say two people testified for him that he had consumed the produce of this field for 3 years. He's been there for 3 years uncontested. Now, and then it turns out that they were what's called Edom Zayman. What that means to say is that two other people come and tell those two witnesses, how could you have seen this guy being machzik in this field for these 3 years? At those time, during those 3 years, you with us in a different place. You could never have witnessed that to verify and to testify. Turns out you guys are lying, and moreover, it's in a way of hazama, which is not just that you're lying, but you couldn't have been you with us. Says the Mishnah, Meshaman loy es hakel. So they pay, these witnesses have to pay the full value of the land that they wanted to cause a loss to the real owner. He could collect from them that value, the whole value of that field. Because as the pasuk says in the Devarim Yotes, Kasha Zamam, Malay Kasha Asa. You have to pay an Azama only what you plotted to do, not what you actually did. Now, this is besides his actual land, which he's going to take back from the one who is being mahzik, because, hey buddy, this is not yours, and you were never here for 3 years, and this is my land, get off. Besides that, the Edom that tried lying and saying that you had it for 3 years, they were the one that tried to cause me the loss, based on the halachas of Azama, they have to compensate me for what they attempted to make me lose. Now, continues the Mishnah, let's say a different type of a case. Let's say it wasn't one set of witnesses that testified regarding all 3 years. Rather, Shnayim B'Rishayna, two witnesses verified and testified that this Machzik was here the first year. Shnayim B'Shniya, a second set of witnesses testified that he was here the second year. V'Shnayim B'Shlishas, in the second and a third set of witnesses testified he was here the third year. In other words, three different sets of witnesses for the 3 years, each year a different peer. Now, if it turns out that they all were Zaymin, meaning other witnesses come in and testify regarding all six of these people, these three sets of witnesses, how could you have been there, you with us? How could you testify when you with us? They all become Huzam. So as we continue to Medbei, says the Mishnah, so then Mishalshin Bineim, what they do is that they thrice it, in that each group has to now pay a third of what they attempted to make this original owner lose, because there were three different groups. And as the Gemara says elsewhere, that witnesses do not become Zeimimin until all the witnesses become Huzam. Now, that means to say, they were really, each set of witnesses wasn't going to cause a loss to this guy. If a guy's there 1 year, that doesn't give him a chazaka. It's what all three sets of witnesses together create a testimony that will then make this guy lose. So essentially, each one was due contributing a third. So when they all become Huzam, then they each have to contribute a third. They have to pay up a third to what they attempted to make this guy lose. Now, so related to this concept where you have three different sets of witnesses that are each a separate set, but in regards to Hazama, we view them as one, the Mishnah says a halachic significance of this concept. Shleisha Achim, if there are three brothers, the Echad Mitztarif Imam, and one random individual combines with each one of these three brothers. In other words, each one of these 3 years, one of these brothers had seen this guy be Machzik. So each brother in a different year wants to testify for this guy. Now moreover, there was a fourth guy that is unrelated to these three brothers that he saw throughout the 3 years. And he combines with each one of those brothers to testify that this guy was machzik for 3 years. So ultimately you have three sets of witnesses. One is going with each one of these three brothers. So says the Mishnah, Hari Elush Alash Edyas. So this is considered three distinct testimonies, and therefore they are kosher testimonies, because the year that this brother is testifying, this brother is not testifying. So therefore, you don't have in any one pair of witnesses relatives, because relatives are not kosher to testify together. So two brothers cannot combine for a testimony, but they're not one testimony. They're different testimonies. So since they're three different testimonies, it's valid to create a chazakah for this individual. But, as we mentioned before, v'hein edus achas la'azama, but they are considered one testimony regarding the halacha of Hazama. In other words, that if they do become Huzam, all four of these people, three brothers and this one person who combined with all of them, then they have to split it a third, which each group, which this one guy has a more of that part, they have to do a third amongst the two of them, the three sets of them. And moreover, it means to tell us that the halacha of Hazama will not apply until all of them become Huzam. So interestingly, where although the brothers could combine because they're separate testimonies, but ultimately they're going to be considered as one, regardless of halachas of Hazama. Now, the Gemara tells us that Masnid in our Mishnah, which is a fundamental concept, a precept that's the foundation that the whole Mishnah really rides on, that we could consider three different sets of witnesses as one pair of witnesses to create, essentially, which is one concept, that this guy should be considered having a chazaka over 3 years, is delay Rebbe Akiva. The whole thing that everything is riding on, that you could even have such a case, that three people could combine to create three different sets of witnesses could combine to create a chazaka, is not like Rebbe Akiva, because according to Rebbe Akiva, actually their testimony wouldn't even be valid at all. It wouldn't help at all. Because since each set is not testifying on a complete chazaka of 3 years, rather on a third of the chazaka, so as we're shortly going to see, it's considered a chatzi davar. It's considered testifying on a half a thing, not on a whole testimony, because you're testifying that this guy was here 1 year, and therefore what? That doesn't do anything. You yourself, your set of witnesses, are not creating a chazaka. And the second year neither, and the third year neither. You want to combine all three together, that Rebbe Akiva holds you can't do. To sound like learning a braisa. Amr Biyeshi says, Keshahalach Abba Chalafta, when my father Chalafta, meaning whenever it generally says Rabbi Yisi, it's Rabbi Yisi ben Chalafta. So when it says, although he's called Abba Chalafta, it means to say my father Chalafta, when he went, it's Rabbi Yehi Menuri Limatar, when he went to Rabbi Yehi Menuri to learn Torah, and Vamrila, some say actually the other way, that it was when Rabbi Yehi Menuri itel Abba Chalafta Limatar, when Rabbi Yehi Menuri came to my father learn Torah. Either way, Amr Lai, my father had said to him the following case. If someone consumed the produce in a field, the first year in front of two people, the second year in front of two other people, the third year in front of two other people. Now, what's the halacha? Ultimately, there's two witnesses verifying all 3 years, but they're each year is different sets of witnesses. So, that's a chazaka, like we learned in our Mishnah, hold like these two were saying, where, yeah, because you have testimony regarding all 3 years. So that Abba Chalafta said to him, Afani Oymerkin, I also say like the way you told me, Elish Rebbe Akiva disputes this halacha. Because Rabbi Akiva, said, the pasuk in Devarim mentions al pishnayim edim, that regarding, based on the testimony of two witnesses, yakum should be established, what? A dover. Now, the word dover means a complete thing. In other words, that all of the money should have to be paid because of the testimony of these same two witnesses. Which tells us, v'loy chatzi dover, but not a half a thing. Now, in our case, each set of witnesses is not testifying on the whole thing. They're only testifying on a third of a chazaka, which is a third, it's a shlish davar, a third of a thing, and not a complete thing. Because you don't have one set of witnesses that are testifying on all 3 years. So then Rabbi Akiva would dispute the whole halacha, he would say it would not be a chazaka, nothing would even begin, it wouldn't be a valid testimony. Now, the Gemara asks Rabbanan, the other Rabbanan, like Rabbi Yechimah Nuri, Abba Chalafta, who they disagree, and they hold, like the Tanav Mishnah, that it would be a chazaka. So, hai dava v'lechatzi dava, my abdilei, so how do they interpret the word dava, which sounds like a whole thing, and not a half a thing, if they hold that you could combine the 3 years of the three different sets of witnesses into chazaka, so what is being excluded from dava v'lechatzi dava? So the Gemara entertains and says, if you're going to say it's coming to exclude, which the Gemara Masechtas Nidah and Beis and Beis says, that a girl will become a gedayla, considered an adult for whatever the halachic ramifications are, when she produces two pubic hairs. Now, there the Gemara, there is an opinion that the Gemara is going with that says, even if one of them is on her back, and the other one is on her belly, and that those are two hairs, and that would be considering making her into gedayla. Now, on that, ask the Gemara, if you're going to say that that's what according to Rabbanu would come to exclude in the following case. Let's say one person says that I saw one hair on her back. And the other one would say, I saw one on her belly, which the Rashbam says that's a euphemism for the genital area, one in the back and one in the front. But one, each one only saw one hair, and that's what would be excluded from, well, each one's only testifying regarding half of the simani godless, which requires to say that she reached puberty in 2 years. But on that says the Gemara, hai chatzi davar v'chatzi edesi. That's not just a half of a thing that he's testifying, it's a half of a testimony too. Because what comes out is that actually each hair that's being testified on only has one person testifying on that hair. Now, one witness is not believed to make a girl that's viable for punishment, which only happens when she becomes an adult. Because the pasuk tells us that we're excluding a chatzi davar. When you have a real testimony, which is with two witnesses, on a half a thing, that's being excluded because it says davar. But regarding half of a testimony, which is with one witness, that we don't need the pasuk to tell us because that's an explicit pasuk. It says, l'yokum eid echad. One witness, even if one person was saying regarding both hears, she wouldn't be considered an adult to get punishment because it's half of a testimony. It's a half of a witness because for witness, you need two and there's only one. So you can't say that it's talking about with one person saying a hair in the front and one saying one in the back. Ella rather, it says the Gemara, when it says in the pasuk davar, which is excluding chatzei davar, would be in the following case. Lemutei shnayim oimrim. We come to exclude when two people say, achas begaba, two people said that we saw her back only, and we didn't check anything more, we didn't check her front, and we saw one here. Vishnayim oimrim, and two say that we only checked in the front. And we saw achas bekreisa, one on her belly. Oh, it was running such a case that we're excluding. Because if we wouldn't have the exclusion of the pasuk of davar v'lechatzi davar, then we should not have invalidated such a testimony. And actually, that would be a kosher edus, and we would consider her an adult. And if she did an avera that requires a misa, she would get punished. The reason for that is because we have a full-fledged testimony of two witnesses on each ear. And neither one are contradicting the other. It's just that this group checked on her back and this group checked in her front. And at the moment that when they saw, at the same time, they saw the two hairs, just because this one saw the hair in the front and this one saw, they were both checking at the same time. There's four people, two in the front, two in the back. They say, oh, we see one here. And they say, we see one here. Where you can't say that that's what's considered a shuma, which a shuma is just some type of like a birthmark or something, but it's not really signs of puberty. You can't say that because it's at the same time. Now, that's what the halacha would be. But now that it says in the pasuk davar, so now their testimony is going to be void. Why? Because the two hears is one testimony. Because it doesn't help if you saw, let's say, one here today and one here tomorrow. Because then we would say that maybe the original here already fell out and it was just a shuma. It's only when you see both of them at the same time. So if it wouldn't be significant unless at the same time, now since each group of witnesses could see both hairs, because again, we said that they have to see it at the same time, because or else, even if they saw the one and the other one saw the one, or even the same group saw one and the next day saw one, that wouldn't help. It has to be at the same time. So each group is essentially testifying regarding a chatzi davar, because you're only testifying regarding one here. That's only half of the of what has to be testified on. So since each one's not testifying that she's a gedayla, we only saw half of the simani gatlas. Well, that's a chatzi davar. Now, in contrast, regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, regarding the 3 years of chazakah, where there it's not possible for them to see it at the same time. It has to be, as time requires, consecutive at different times, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. In other words, one that's the two people that saw this first year, they cannot see the second year at the same time, unless if they wade through the second year of this guy's doing the chazakah. So therefore, each year and each day we consider as a distinct element, which by default, if the pasuk is going to be excluding something, it's going to be excluding one thing, because it says davar, and then we're excluding b'lei chatzi davar. So the only thing that we should be excluding from chatzi davar is the one that's the most logical that it should be excluded, which is the testimony of the two hearers by two different sets of witnesses, because there at least you could be seeing it at the same time. If you didn't, since it's one chatich, it's one thing right now, you're only seeing one here, that's a chatzi davar. In contrast, the halacha of our Mishnah, which, yeah, although on some level you can understand Rabbi Akiva, how by extension he would say, well, that's also chatzi davar, that Chacham disagreed and said, that's not, because this is not the same time. Yes, it's a necessary element to create the chazakah, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, but they're different times, and therefore there we would combine the different sets of ages to create an ages like Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri held in Abba Chalafta in the time of a Mishnah, not like Rabbi Akiva. So our Mishnah that held that it's not a problem of chatzi davar regarding the case of the Cheskes Gemashanim would not be like Rabbi Akiva. Now, a similar type of a discussion, the Gemara says, Amr Yehuda, says, Echad Oimer Ach Lachitim. So let's say, again, we're coming with witnesses to establish the 3 years of Chazakah. So one person said, I saw him here the 3 years, and he was eating wheat. He ate the wheat produce that was the crop of this field. Now, the Echad Oimer, a different person says, to create the two witnesses that you need for the 3 years, he says, those 3 years that you say that he was eating the wheat crop, she says, I also want to testify like you, so we can combine together to be two witnesses, that this guy was eating the produce here for the past 3 years, but he was eating barley, not wheat. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Arezu chazaka. That will establish a chazaka, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain his reasoning. Now, first, maskevler Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asked on this statement of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rav Nachman did not know the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda, which we're going to shortly explain, which is that because people would mistake, and therefore we consider that within the margin of error, of what's considered a wheat crop and what's considered a barley crop. So that's going to ultimately be the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda, which therefore they're really both testifying the same thing, and therefore it's going to be a valid chazak. But Rav Nachman thought that Rabbi Yehuda's halacha was that one of them says that he ate wheat, and the other one says that he was eating barley, is not in those same 3 years that this guy's testifying, is this guy testifying? Because Rav Nachman held, that can't be, because then that would be contradicting each other and it would be void, it would be invalid, because these 3 years he's saying this, they're obviously the liars, and they cannot combine to say testimony. So rather, Rav Nachman thought that what Rabbi Yehuda was saying was that one of them said, I saw him eat 3 years wheat the way the custom is for the farmers to do. Where the other one said that I saw him eat barley for 3 years the way the farmers do, which that is actually a sum total of 6 years in skipping. Meaning, like Rashbam says, that he asked farmers himself, and they told him that that actually has always been the custom for farmers to do, where 1 year you plant wheat, 1 year you plant barley, 1 year wheat, barley, and so on, and that you continue doing, and then you won't have to stop planting at all. So, since that's the norm, says Rabbi Yehuda, that's the chazakah, because here they're not contradicting each other, and Mimonoshach, either way you look at it, each one is testifying that he ate 3 years of chazakah. So therefore it's going to be a chazakah, and the reason for this is because this is similar to what Rabbi Shimon Karcha had said, which recorded of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. There's an opinion that says over there that witnesses cannot combine to create a testimony until they both see the same thing at the same time. Rabbi Shimon Karcha disagreed. He said, no, even if it's at different times. Now, the reason for Rabbi Shu ben Karcha is mentioned in Sanhedrin, Perkei Zebayir, where he says that although this guy is testifying regarding a different $100, and it's not the same as what this guy is testifying regarding $100, but since they're both testifying that this guy owes this guy $100, so they'll combine. So here also, it's the same thing. where although he says the Rambam regarding the 3 years of the wheat, which is, let's say, first year, third year, and fifth year, and this guy says the Rambam regarding barley, the second, fourth, and sixth, although they're different years, but they're both testifying that this guy was machzik for 3 years, and therefore Rav Nachman thought that that's what Rav Yehuda is saying, that it's going to establish a chazaka. Because, yes, the 3 years of wheat and the 3 years of barley, they're all both saying that he's been here for 3 years. Well, that Rav Nachman's asked, Elameata, but if that's the case, then Echad Oimer, he's asking on this. He says, based on Rav Yehuda's principle, where he's saying that he's saying barley, he's saying wheat, which by default he was thinking what Rav Yehuda meant to say that Allah is going to be, oh, the different years, but they're all saying that he's been here for 3 years. So he asks, so then if let's say explicitly one guy says, I saw him eating the first year, the third year, and the fifth year. The other person says, I saw him eat the second year and the fourth year and the sixth year. So asked Rav Nachman, so what do you think? That's going to be a chazaka? In other words, because according to Rav Yehuda, that this case should also be a chazaka. Now, on that was Rav Nachman's question, that most definitely cannot be a chazaka, because you cannot compare this to Bishu Bekarkas Halacha. Rather, where one person says he saw the first and the second and the third, and the other one would say, I saw the fourth, fifth, and sixth, where there each one is testifying on a full-fledged chazaka, then you would say that although they're different years, but that's Rabbi Shimon ben Karka's concept, where this guy says, I saw him lend this $100, and this guy was talking about a different $100. But both of them are admitting that this guy owes him $100, then they could combine. So says Rabbi Nachman, I would agree if, let's say, you would say that one guy said, I saw the first, second, and third year that this guy was eating the produce. And this guy, we need two witnesses, but the second guy was saying, I saw fourth, fifth, sixth. So even though they're talking about different years, but both are saying that this guy was masculine for 3 years, then fine, I would understand that they combined to create a chazaka. But over here, neither one of them are really testifying on the full-fledged chazaka, because the chazaka has to be continuous. And here, if you're saying that one guy's testifying regarding wheat, one guy's testifying barley, which again, Rav Nachman does not understand how that can be at the same years, because then they would be contradicting each other. So obviously it would be like the way farmers usually do it, which they switch off. So essentially, that's essentially saying first, third, fifth, and two, second, fourth, sixth. Well, that cannot combine, because each one is not testifying regarding a full chazaka of 3 straight years. So on that, Amar Yehuda, he responded to Rav Nachman, says, no. Hachi hashta, can you compare what you're asking on me regarding skipping years, regarding what I was saying? No. Hasam bishata de komasid mar, there in the case you just described to me, when one guy's saying first, third, and fifth, the other one's saying second, fourth, and sixth, the years that this guy's testifying, le komasid mar, the other guy's not testifying. So therefore, since you don't have any one set of testimony for 1 year, you only have on each year one witness, so that's a chatzi edus, not even a chatzi davar, that's like a half a testimony. So of course that's not going to be valid. Hacha, but over here, in the case that I'm describing, tarvayim chadashata kamasadi. They're actually both, when they're each saying, I saw him 3 years of wheat, and he's saying 3 years of barley, says Rav Yehuda, we don't have to be concerned to say that maybe it's like the way farmers usually do, that he was saying first, third, and fifth, and second, fourth, and sixth, the way you thought I was explaining this halacha, which actually that's how some do. Rather, we could assume that it's the same 3 years that this guy's testifying, so too is the second guy testifying. They're both testifying regarding the same 3 years. So since you have a full-fledged testimony of two witnesses on 3 years, so what more problem would there be with these testimonies to create a chazaka? On that, Mayik, what would you say that, which we had explained that was why Rav Nachman did not originally think that that's what Rav Yehuda was saying, because how could you say they're both testifying regarding the same 3 years? He's saying it was wheat and he's saying it was barley. And that's the view, the Bechiti Lasari, Lavadai Tayyar, the Inchi. The difference between wheat and barley, that people don't pay attention. They're not so well able to discern between the standing grain or the flour of wheat or barley. They can't differentiate so well. And therefore that makes sense why this guy said, yeah, I saw he was making barley bread. And this guy said, no, he's making wheat bread. And that's not a contradiction, because people, that's within the margin of error. And therefore it's going to establish a chazaka, because they're both testifying regarding the same thing.